哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters here today.
那有个故事啊，说到有个有钱人啊，他啊在一个商店哦，看到一个啊这个很漂亮的盒子，里上面呢、啊，里面呢、啊、装着一颗哦这个珍珠啊。
There was a very rich man, and he saw a very pretty box in a store with a pearl inside.
好啊，这个有钱人呢、啊，哦就。哦，跟老板呢、啊、买了这一个哈、哦，装着珍珠的盒子。
And so this rich man bought this box with the pearl.
哦，啊，然后他把珍珠啊拿还给老板。
And then he returned the pearl to the store owner.
哦，他说这个珍珠哦，圆圆的也没有什么特别哦，啊，但是倒是这个盒子哦，很特殊，很漂亮。
He said this pearl is nothing special. It's just round, but this box is very particular and very unique.
哦，那我买这个盒子的珍珠，你自己留着哦。
So I'll take the box and you can keep the pearl.
嘿，那我们想想看哦，这个有钱人是不是货
？And so we think, did this rich man make a mistake?
哦，啊，那个珍有价值的是那个珍珠的，而不是那一个盒子。
Because the value is in the pearl, not the box.
好，所以同样的哈、哦，我们如果啊把一杯冰淇淋。哦，那、啊、跟一颗钻石哈、哦，啊，给那个三岁的小朋友给他选择。
So similarly, if we were to let a three-year-old child choose between an ice cream cone and a pearl,
哦，看他要的是什么
，and see which one the child wanted.
啊，对一个小朋友来说哈、哦，这个钻石、嗯，他根本看不懂，它有什么价值？倒是冰淇淋哈、哦，他吃过很好吃。
So the child will not understand the value of a jewel, but he will know that.Ice cream is very delicious.
哦，所以他会选冰淇淋。
So of course he would choose the ice cream.
哦，有时候想一想，我们基督徒啊，属灵的灵命成长也是一样的。
And so sometimes when we think about our growth as a Christian, it is the same.
哦，当我们还没有成长到某种阶段、某种程度的时候
，Before we have matured to a certain stage,
我们没有办法分辨哦，信仰啊，对我们来说哦，有什么样的重要。
We cannot distinguish what is important in our faith.
哦，在我们日常生活里头，我们很难去分辨什么是主要，什么是次要。
And in our daily lives, we do not know what is important and what should be supplementary.
哦，什么是非争取不可，什么可以啊舍弃的
？What are the things that we must have, and what are the things that we can give up?
哦，但是啊，当我们灵性成长。
But when we have spiritually grown,
哦，我们就能够分辨得出来。
Then we should be able to tell the difference.
啊，保罗曾经这么说。
And Paul has said this before.
我们请看腓立比书的第三章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3.
三章的第七节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7.
七节只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损。八节。
8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。在这两节的经文里头，告诉我们保罗他的认识。
And here, these two verses tell us Paul's understanding of the Christ Jesus.
在过去还没认识基督的时候。
And so before he understood Jesus,
哦，他有很多认为啊，对他有益的。
There were things that he thought were good for him.
哦，但是现在认识了耶稣了。
But now that he has known Jesus,
哦，过去那些认为有益的，反而都变成有损的。
All the things that he thought were of gain are now loss.
哦，甚至啊，连万事啊，他都看作是粪土了。
And so that all the things that he thought were of gain were actually a loss.
哦，因为他认识了基督。
Because he now knows Christ.
哦，他为耶稣基督啊，可以丢弃万事，看作粪土。
And for Christ, he can suffer the loss of all things and count them as rubbish.
哦，在主耶稣所讲哈的这个马太福音的十三章的几个比喻里面。
And Jesus tells us several parables in Matthew chapter 13.
哦，那刚好也有两个比喻啊，可以用保罗在这里所说的。哦，以认识基督耶稣为至宝，哦，来作为最好的解释。
And these two of the parables can be explained by what Paul says here, the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
哦，我们来看马太福音的十三章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 13.
十三章44节到46节。
Matthew chapter 13 verses 44 to 46.
44节，天国好像宝贝。 藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。45节。
45.
天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。46节。
46.
寻见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。在这两个比喻里面。
In these two parables.
就好像刚刚小弟所跟大家分享的这个保罗他的体验。
It is just like Paul's experience that we just read about.
这两个比喻有两个明显的特点。
And so there are two special points about these two parables.
其中一样是一个人发现或者是找到了这个天国。
And in both stories, is it about a man who has found heaven?
也就是与主耶稣建立的关系。
And so it is building that relationship with Jesus.
那带给他的喜乐。
And the joy that it brings.
那另外一个是一个人发现或者是找到天国。
And so in another story, that someone found heaven.
他变卖一切来跟从耶稣。
And then he sold all that he had to follow Jesus.
事实上他所得着的价值比地里的宝贝或者是所寻找的珠子更有价值。
And of course, the value of what he gained is more valuable than all the jewels he could ever find.
那这两个比喻是主耶稣进到房子里头单单对门徒所说的。
And so these two parables were what Jesus told only the disciples inside the house.
在36节。
In verse 36.
说当下耶稣离开众人进了房子，他的门徒近前来说，请把田间败子的比喻讲给我们听。所以主耶稣在讲解的败子跟麦子并存的比喻之后那接下来连续讲了以下的几个比喻。
So first Jesus explained the parable of the tares of the field, and then he told the two parables about the hidden treasure and the pearl.
那之前撒种的比喻这个败子的比喻，芥菜种的比喻，面笑的比喻这四个比喻都是对大众说的。
And previously he had just told four parables to the multitudes, the one of the four soils, the weeds, the mustard seed, and the yeast.
那接下来这个藏宝在田，寻珠撒网，还有这个文士受教这四个比喻只是对门徒讲。
And then there were four more parables he told only the disciples, which is the one of the hidden treasure, the pearl merchant, the fishing net, and the scribe.
换句话说这四个比喻是进阶的比喻比较这个比较深的。
And so these four went on a different level.
不是基础班的
So they were not for the beginner's class.
是进阶班的。
It is for the intermediate class.
那如果以认识耶稣跟还没有认识耶稣来作为基础跟进阶的话，那这四个比喻是对已经认识耶稣的基督徒说的了。
And so these four later parables are for Christians that already know Jesus.
那如果以一般这个基督徒跟我们真教会的信徒来做区分的话，那这四个比喻是针对我们真教会的信徒讲的了。
So if we look at the average Christian and then the Christians from our True Jesus Church, these latter four parables are for us.
那我们接下来我们就来分享这个寻藏宝在田跟寻珠这两个比喻给我们今天真教会的信徒有哪一些的教导跟启发。
So what do the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl merchant teach us?
小弟以三方面来跟大家分享。
And so I will share it with you from three aspects.
就是我们对信仰应有的认识。
So the understanding we should have in our faith.
对信仰应有的态度。
And the attitude we should have in our faith.
对信仰应有的反应。
And the reaction we should have towards our faith.
我们分成这三方面来分享这两个比喻。
So I will share from these three aspects, according to these two parables.
首先我们来谈谈我们对基督信仰应当有的认识。
So let us talk about how we should recognize Jesus in our faith.
这两个比喻很类似。
So these two parables are very similar.
主耶稣在这里说提到两种发现这个宝物的方法。
And so these are two different ways where you might come across a treasure.
哦，第一个就是有一个人发现啊，某块田地里面藏有宝贝。
And one of the treasures was hidden in a field.
哦，于是他将自己一切都变卖了，去买那一块地。
And then the man sells everything he has to buy that field.
哦，这个是恰巧偶然遇见的哦。
And this was a coincidence. He happened to find it. 哦，
那另外哈，这个寻珠的比喻啊，是谈到说有一个商人为要寻找一颗贵重的珠子，哦，找了好久，终于找到了。
And the second parable is about a merchant who was seeking beautiful pearls for a long time until he finally found that one.
哎，找到之后啊，他就变卖他一切所有的来购买那一颗珠子。
And when he found that one pearl, he went and sold everything he had to get the pearl.
哦，那无论哦，你是偶然发现，或者是寻找很久才寻到。
So regardless of whether or not you found it by accident or you've been looking for a very long time.
哦，那必须要能够识货，哦，哎，懂得哈，哦，这个珠子的好坏啊，你知道说地里头有宝藏。
You need to know that this is a good pearl or that this is a treasure in the field.
哦，换句话说。哦，这个寻找的人，他必须要有哦独具慧眼哦，他能够洞察，能够看得出那个珠子的价值，那地里宝贝的哦这个价值啊。
So you need to be able to have that discerning eye, so that you know that this pearl is valuable, or you know that treasure is hidden in the field.
哦，并且啊，他尽其所能变卖一切来得着哦这一块地以及啊这个珠子。
So that you can sell everything you have to then buy that field or buy that pearl.
哦，那这个就是啊，主耶稣在教导我们，我们对于信仰也应当要有这样的认识。
So Jesus is teaching us that our faith needs to have this kind of understanding.
哦，那我们啊，用以下两个方面来分享这一个信息。
And so let us discuss this in the latter two aspects.
哦，那我们对基督的信仰要有怎么样的认识？
So what kind of understanding should we have of Jesus?
哦，第一个就是啊，我们要深入的来认识信仰中的耶稣基督。
So first is that we need to deeply understand Jesus within our faith.
哦，主耶稣在这里说，天国好像宝贝藏在地里。
Here it says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field.
哦，表面上看起来是一块普通的田地。
On the surface, it looks like a plain field.
哦，跟其他的地没有什么两样。
And it's not any different from any other field.
哦，但是这一块地啊，里头有贵重的宝贝在。
But within this field, there is a hidden treasure.
哦，所以它有哦不同于一般地的价值了。
So it has a different value from other fields.
哦，同样的，我们对主耶稣的认识。
So similarly, our understanding of Jesus.
表面上它看起来哦，它跟我们人一样。
On the surface, he seems just like us.
哦，圣经上说。啊，他是这个哦木匠约瑟的儿子。
The Bible said that he was the son of a carpenter Joseph.
哦，照人来看哦，他没有什么样的特殊啊。
So from the human perspective, there was nothing special about him.
哦，能够成为后世人所尊敬、所敬拜、所信奉的对象。
It doesn't seem like he's someone we need to particularly respect or honor.
哦，如果论长寿来讲的话。他只活到33岁而已。
And so he didn't have a long life. He only lived until he was 33 years old.
哦，他就承担世人的罪，钉死在十字架上。
And he took the world's sin and he crucified himself on the cross.
哦，所以他不像一些举例来说，像这个至圣先师孔老夫子一样哦。
So he's not great like a Confucius.
哦，他有充分的时间把他自己的学说思想。整理出一套完整的体系出来。
And Confucius had a lot of time to write down all his teachings to pass on to future generations.
哦，但是耶稣没有啊。
But Jesus did not.
哦，啊，再来以身份来看。
And if we look at his status.
哦，他并不像啊这个亚历山大帝啊，哦，或者是啊像这个佛教的这个教主哦。
He's not like Alexander the Great, or he's not like the great Buddhist monks.
哦，亚历山啊，这个大帝呀，哦，他是皇帝。
Alexander the Great was a monarchy.
哦，他建立自己的王国。
And he had his empire.
哦，啊，这个释迦牟尼，哦，他身为王子。哦，他是个王子哦，释迦牟尼哦。这个佛教的教主释迦牟尼啦哦。
Oh, and then there was also the great leader of the Buddhist church.
哦，他原本是印度的王子。
And he was an Indian prince.
啊，但是主耶稣啊，只不过只是一个哦一个木匠。
and Jesus was just the son of a carpenter.
他甚至也请不起这个家庭教师来教他。
And he couldn't afford a private tutor to teach him.
那如果论财富来说
And if we look at riches,
耶稣也没有像这个穆罕默德回教的教主那么的有钱呢。
Jesus was not rich like Muhammad of the Muslim Church.
但是在两千多年以来总是有千千万万的罪人来归向耶稣。
But then in these 2,000 years, there have been many hundreds of thousands of people that bow before Jesus.
甚至他的降世降世的这个年份成为人类的一个历史上的分水岭。
And even his resurrection has become a way we distinguish before and after Christ.
我们说公元前几年公元后几年就是以这个耶稣的降世来做计算的。
So when we talk about whether something happened BC or AD, this is referring to Jesus' death.
那我们想想看如果耶稣是这么一个平凡的凡夫俗子微不足道的木匠的儿子。
So if Jesus was just a very ordinary carpenter's son,
他又怎么样能够影响全人类的历史？
So how did he influence all of mankind's history?
原因呢，就像这个藏宝在田的比喻一样。
The reason is just like this treasure hidden in a field parable.
耶稣他不只是一个人。
Because Jesus was not just a person.
他更是道成肉身的神呢。
He is God who was incarnated into flesh.
这个是基督的信仰跟其他信仰不同的地方。
And this is how our faith in Jesus is different from any other type of faith.
其他宗教的信仰就是人要成为神，肉身要成为道。
And so in other religions, man wants to become God.
但是基督的信仰是神成为人，道成了肉身。
But for Christianity, it is God who becomes man and turns into flesh.
所以就像这个宝贝藏在地里头一样。
So just like the treasure hidden in a field.
表面上看起来跟其他的地一样。
On the surface, it looks just like any other field.
但里头有宝藏。
But inside, there's hidden a treasure.
主耶稣表面上看起来只是一个平凡的人，是一个木匠的儿子。
On the surface, Jesus is an ordinary man, a carpenter's son.
但是在灵里头。他是天上的神。
But in the spirit, he is the God of the heavens.
马太福音的十六章。
In Matthew chapter 16.
耶稣有一次问他的门徒。
Jesus asked his disciples.
说人说我人子是谁？
They said, who do men say I, the son of man, am?
他们就回答说有人说你是施洗的约翰，有人说你是以利亚，又有人说你是耶利米，或者是先知里头的一位。
And so they said, some say John the Baptist, Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
那耶稣进一步又问门徒说，那你们说我是谁？
So he said to them, but who do you say that I am?
这个时候西门彼得他就回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So Simon Peter answered and said, you are Christ, the son of the living God.
彼得是一个识货的人。
So Simon Peter is someone who has made mistakes before.
他说出了基督信仰的核心价值。
But then he understood the value of knowing God.
就是耶稣是神的儿子。
Because he knew that Christ was the son of the living God.
所以就是因为这样，他才能够成为我们人类的救主。
And it is because of this that he can be the savior of mankind.
才能够改变我们的行为。
So that he can change our behaviors.
更新我们的个性。
So that we can renew our attitudes.
所以耶稣在这里讲这个藏宝在田的比喻。
So when Jesus tells the parable of the hidden treasure here,
提醒我们我们应该要进一步深入的来认识耶稣。
It reminds us that we need to take one step further to really understand Jesus.
认识他的价值。
We need to understand his value.
而不是单单以外表来看耶稣。
We should just not look on the surface when we understand Jesus.
同样的，今天我们对教会也是一样。
In the same way, it should be the same in church.
教会跟一般的社会团体组织外表看起来是一样的。
Compared to other groups out there, this church might not seem like it's anything special.
都是由人来组织的。
And it's all run by man.
有聚会。
And we have services.
有规条。
And we have rules.
跟公司跟团体跟机关是一样的。
Whether it's any kind of group or company or organization, it's about the same.
但是，就好像说，这个田里头藏有宝贝。
But just like the treasure hidden in the field.
哦，教会是可以让人得着永远的生命。
The church is where people can receive everlasting life.
哦，教会能够让人得着那个永恒的国度。
And it is where they can receive the eternal kingdom.
哦，就好像地藏了宝贝一样。
Just like a field that has a treasure hidden in it.
哦，所以我们对教会也要有进一步深入的认识。
So we need to have an even deeper understanding of the church.
哦，不要把它当成只是一般人为的团体组织啊。
We should not see it just like any other organization that is run by people.
哦，所以就把我们外在的、外面的公司的、机关呐、的那一套拿到教会来。
So the way we are at work in our companies, we shouldn't be the same way in church.
忘记了这个教会，里头的宝贝就是神本身。
We should not forget that the treasure hidden inside this church is God Himself.
哦，这个也是我们对借着这个比喻帮助我们对我们的教会。有一个更进步、更高超的认识。
And so this parable can help us have an even greater understanding of the church.
好，那除了我们对这个对神、对教会有深入的认识之外
，And so not only should we have this deeper understanding of God and the church，
我们也要让这个基督的信仰在我们的身上发挥它最大的价值。
We also need Jesus to show His greatest value in us.
好，这个比喻当中所形容的宝贝。是需要人去发现的。
And so the treasures in these two parables need man to go discover.
哦，这一颗重价的珠子是要人寻找的。
So this pearl required a great amount of seeking.
哦，没有发现的人，没有找着的人所看到的只不过是一块地的价值啊。
And so those who do not seek and discover, they will not understand the true value of this field.
哦，那享受的。也只是一块普通地的价值。
So then you would only enjoy it as a regular piece of land.
哦，可能你在上面盖房子居住。
Maybe you build a house on it and you live in it.
哦，可能你种一些果树。
And maybe you plant some trees.
哦，就跟其他的地一模一样。
And so it's just like any other piece of land.
哦，但是当你发现这个地里头有宝贝。
But then when you discover there's a treasure hidden in the field.
哦，那个人所得着的、所享受到的价值就远远超过那一块地的价值了。
Then what that person will enjoy and discover will be far greater than what the ordinary piece of land would have been.
比如说这一块地里头有石油。
For example, maybe this piece of land has oil underneath.
那本来这个是不值钱的地。
Maybe it was a very unvaluable piece of land.
那因为里头有石油，它就有了价值了。
But because of the oil, it suddenly has become valuable.
哦，所以同样的，我们对于信仰来说
，So similarly with our faith.
哦，我们也是应当有这样的一个看法。
We need to have the same way of looking at things.
哦，如果我们单单把信仰当成只是劝人为善只是教导人做一个好国民一个好公民。
And so faith is just about doing good things and generally being a good person.
换句话说，那耶稣跟一般的教义家啦，跟这个孔子啦，没有什么两样。
And so if we say Jesus is just like Confucius or any other type of great educator out there.
那圣经的教导跟一般其他的宗教劝人为善所写的书籍也没有什么两样。
And if the biblical teachings aren't really any different from the teachings that are out there in the world.
那如果是你对信仰、你对神的话语的认识只有这样的层面的话。
And so if you only have this very superficial understanding of God and the Bible.
那你得到的帮助、那神的话语、那信仰对于你来讲就跟一般政府的法律学校的这个教导差不多而已。
Then what you get from the teachings of God will be pretty similar to what you'll get out there in the law of this world, what you might learn in school, it will be just about the same.
但是如果你对神的话语、对信仰的价值有了像保罗那样的认识。
But if you really understand God's word and you understand his value,
知道他是至宝。
If you know that he is a great treasure,
那圣经、神的话语、基督的信仰对你的生命所造成的影响，那就不是像一般的学说啦、教育啦所能够达到的。
Then what you get out of God's word and what you get from Jesus' teaching will be beyond what you could get from a textbook in school or any other great philosopher's teachings.
会 给我们造成很大的一个影响。
And it will affect us greatly.
哦，比如说啊，我们也可以做一个哈、哦，每天呢、啊、愁眉苦脸、唉声叹气的基督徒啊。
For example, we could be miserable Christians every single day.
啊，圣经哦，只不过是哦啊，勉励勉励人而已啦。
The Bible is just an encouragement for people.
哦、啊，跟一般的哦劝人为善的书差不多，差不多啦。
It's similar to a lot of other books out there.
哦。啊、信仰对我来讲、哦啊、就好像、啊哦这个一般的、这个哦、劝人为善、啊、的这个教导、哦、
And faith is just like any other moral teachings out there、
啊、只不过是、啊、一个寄托而已啦
And so it's just a reminder、
哦啊、有没有神、啊、随便啦
It doesn't really matter if there is a God、
哦、生活重要啦
And life is important、
哦、所以如果我们对基督的认识对信仰的认识，对圣经神话语的认识，如果只是这么肤浅的话
，And so if we have such a superficial understanding of God and Jesus in the Bible，
当我们遇到困难
，Then when we encounter troubles，
失败
，And failure，
病痛
，And sickness，
那你一定啊，跟一般世上的人一样，唉声叹气，愁眉苦脸
，Then you will be like every other person out there in this world. You will be miserable. You will encounter sorrow.
但是如果啊。哎，你就像这一个藏宝在田的比喻一样哦，你知道它的价值。
But if you are like this person in the hidden treasure parable and you know the value，
你知道那个信仰真正的价值。
You know the true value of your faith。
神话语的价值。
And the value of God's word。
哦，耶稣基督的价值。
And the value of Jesus Christ。
那你一定能够做到，能够做到、啊、跟保罗一样。
Then you can do as Paul did。
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
Because I know whom I have believed in.
啊，所以能够靠主常常的喜乐。
So I can rely on him and rejoice continually.
哦，就像保罗所说的，靠着那加给我力量的主，我凡事都能做。
And so Paul, he was able to rely on God to do all things.
哦，你可以成为一个喜乐、积极的基督徒啊。
So that you can be a joyful Christian.
哦，换句话说啊，我们对于信仰。对于耶稣，对于神的话语有多少的认识
？So how well do we understand our faith and Jesus and His Word？
将会决定我们是一个刚强的基督徒，还是一个软弱的基督徒
？This will determine whether we are strong or weak Christians。
是喜乐的基督徒，还是忧愁的基督徒
？And joyful or sorrowful Christians？
哦，所以我们应当让信仰、让基督、让神的话语在我们身上。发挥藏宝在田里头的那个价值出来呀、啊、
！And so we should let our faith and Jesus and His Word be like this treasure hidden in the field.
哦，成为一个刚强，成为一个喜乐，成为一个充满着朝气的基督徒、啊。
So that we can be strong and we can truly be great Christians.
哦，这是啊，这一个哦，这两个啊比喻哦，给我们第一个教导。
And so this is the first teaching of these two parables.
对基督信仰应当有的认识。
And this is how we should recognize and understand Jesus.
就像宝贝藏在田里头。
Just like the hidden treasure of the field.
就像那个价值连城的那个珠子一样。
Just like that one very valuable pearl.
好，那再来第二个。
And so secondly.
好，既然我们知啊，我们对啊我们的信仰啊。要有啊、要有一个正确的一个认识啊。
We need to have the appropriate understanding of our faith.
哦，那我们也一定会有一个应有的态度了。
And so we also have to have the right attitude.
哦，那刚刚小弟谈到说哈、这两个比喻很类似。
So I said that these two parables are very similar.
哦，那其中啊也有差异点呢、啊。
But there are some slight differences.
哦，就好像说哦，这个藏宝在田。哦、是人偶尔遇到的。
The parable of the hidden treasure is about a man who happened to come across this treasure.
哦、那寻珠的比喻啊，是啊，寻找才找到的。
Whereas the parable of the pearl is about someone who went seeking this pearl.
哦，这好像说我们，弟兄姐妹来认识主哦，来进到信仰里头也不一样。
And so it shows that there are many different ways that brothers and sisters can come to know the Lord.
哦，有些人是寻找真理啊，找了好久，换了好几个教会才找到的。
Some were seeking the truth for a very long time and went to many churches until they came here.
哦，我们当中啊，也有这样的弟兄姐妹哦，在其他的教会啊，哦，也这个洗礼过好几次的哦，这个教会洗礼的啊，聚会段时间发现没有真理，再换一间啊，也差不多啊。啊，最后才找到我们教会来。
There are brothers and sisters who have been baptized at many other churches, and they sought the truth for a long time, but kept changing churches until they finally came here.
哦，那也有人哦，啊，很幸运啊，第一次哎就找到真教会了。
And some were very lucky, and they found the true church on their first try.
哦，可能到超级市场逛的时候啊，刚好遇到我们的信徒啊，这个聊一聊啊，就来教会哦，那很快的得着圣灵受洗啊，就成为基督徒了。
Perhaps they encountered a member of ours in the supermarket, and they started chatting, came to the church, got baptized, and received Holy Spirit very quickly.
哦，虽然我们进到神国的方式各有不一样。
So there are different ways that we can enter the kingdom of God.
哦，但是啊，我们从这两个比喻哈，我们啊看到他们对于所遇到的、所找到的这个宝贝啊，哦，他们有哦有这个很。正确的一个态度。
But we can tell that in both of these parables, they both had the right attitude towards finding this treasure and finding the pearl.
哦，这个也是我们从这两个比喻我们要学的哦。
And so this is what we need to learn from these two parables.
那我们要学习对信仰应当有怎么样正确的态度呢？
So how should we have this attitude towards the truth?
第一个。
First.
要把握机会来接受。
We need to seize the opportunity to accept.
好，这个藏宝在田的比喻啊。告诉我们哦，或许啊，这个人是偶尔找到，偶尔遇到的。
And so in the parable of the hidden treasure, the man perhaps just found it by accident.
哦，就好像我们呢、在意外的机会当中啊，听到了福音真理。
Just like you may have received the gospel by accident.
哦，然后我们欣然接受我们所听见的福音真理。
And yet you were able to accept when you heard it.
哦，让我们的生命有了很大的转变。
So that our lives were able to change drastically.
哎，在约翰福音的第四章里头。
In John chapter 4.
哦，谈到这个，主耶稣哦来到这个雅各井旁啊。
It talks about how Jesus came to a well.
哦，那遇到一个撒玛利亚的妇人，要来打水。
And he met a Samaritan woman who wanted to come and get water.
哦，这个是一个很偶然的机会。
And this is a very coincidental chance.
哦，这个撒玛利亚妇人遇见了耶稣。
For this Samaritan woman to meet Jesus.
哦，所以她的人生有了极大的改变跟更新。
And so because of this, she had a great change in her life and a great renewal.
哦，那寻珠的比喻。
And so the parable of the pearl.
哦，刚好哦，不太一样。
And this is rather different.
哦，就好像哦。这个安提阿伯的太监。
It is just like the Ethiopian eunuch.
哦，他不辞千里的哦到啊哦从这个从伊索比亚哦到这个耶路撒冷去拜神啊。
So he had traveled from Ethiopia all the way to Jerusalem to worship God.
哦，那在回来的路上，在旷野啊，哦，在读这个以赛亚书啊，怎么读也读不懂。
So on the way, while he was in the wilderness, he happened to be reading the book of Isaiah.
哦，寻找真理，寻找好久啊！到底什么是真理啊？
He was looking for the truth for so long, and yet he still didn't know what it was.
哦，那圣灵啊，把这个腓力哦、提过去啊，告诉他。
But the Holy Spirit brought Philip to him to explain it to him.
他找到了。
And so he found it.
哦，当下他就哦跟腓力讲，哎，这里有水啊，那我们洗礼有什么不好呢？
And then so when he told Philip, there's water here, why don't I just get baptized now?
哦，所以他们就下到水里接受洗礼。
So he was able to get baptized right then and there.
哦，啊，回到这个他的国家去了。
And then he returned back to his country.
哦，把基督的福音呢，也带回去了。
And he brought the word of God with him.
哦，所以这两个比喻啊，给我们一个共同的提醒。
And so these two parables give us the same reminder.
就是我们要懂得把握机会来接受基督的信仰。
We need to know when to seize the opportunity to accept our faith.
哦，事实上啊，神给每个人都有得救的机会。
So Jesus has given many people opportunities to receive the truth.
哦，所以在我们教会每次啊有人要报名洗礼的时候。
So in church, whenever there are people that want to sign up for baptism.
哦，教会的负责人哦长执传道哦都会用哦一种说这种。神给人的机会跟感动哦，不是常有的哦，既然他们要把握这个机会哦，那我们就理当啊，哦，要进一步的来帮助这些人来认识、来把握。
So when God gives this opportunity through the holy workers that are asking people if they want to be baptized, people should take advantage of this opportunity and be baptized.
哦，有时候我们对于说啊，教会在灵恩会哦洗礼啊报名哦这个审查啊有一些误会。
And so sometimes during spiritual convocation, there are some misunderstandings about baptism.
认为说哇，这些哦，长执传道负责人哦，把天国的门呐、啊、关得小小的哈、哦，自己进去之后就把门给关得小小的，不让人家进去了哈、哦。
So why are the holy workers closing the door of heaven so narrowly so that only they can get in, but no one else can go in?
啊，这个也没有资格洗礼的啊，那个查考还不明白的啊，通通不能洗。
So this person is unqualified, and the other person doesn't even know the Bible that well. None of them are qualified to be baptized.
其实这个是误会的啊。
But this is a misunderstanding.
哦，那个洗礼是啊，是人跟神的事情。
Baptism is between man and God.
哦，教会的长执传道负责人啊，是在帮助啊，要申请要接受洗礼的人进一步去了解洗礼的重要啊，跟他的啊，他的一辈子就一次了。
And so the holy workers are trying to help those who want to get baptized understand God even further because this is one baptism for life. 哦，
希望我们真的是认识，哦，明白，哦，才来接受。
So we should only accept when we truly understand and we really know.
哦，因为这样我们才会珍惜啊。
And only then will we cherish it.
哦，绝对不会哈，不是说故意找麻烦哦。
But we're not trying to give anyone any trouble.
哦，啊，所以哦，这个。也是这一个比喻啊，要告诉我们。
So this is what this parable tells us also.
神给每个人都有得救的机会。
God gives everyone chances to be saved.
哦，那同样的，神给我们每一个弟兄姐妹啊，哦，都有成长哦，在信仰成长的机会。
And God also gives every brother and sister a chance to grow in their faith.
我们想想看，我们受洗多久了
？Let us think about how long we have been baptized.
我们是不是啊还仍然在信仰的边缘在徘徊？
And are we still on the edges of our faith trying to wander?
哦，所以这两个比喻啊，提醒我们哦，要珍惜神给我们一切的机会。
And so these two parables tell us we must take advantage of that opportunity that our faith gives us.
哦，就像哦，这个十一月份哦，在南加州有这个哦，这个全国成人神学训练。
Just like in November, there will be an adult NYTS seminar in Southern California.
哦，这个也是神给我们的机会。
This is also an opportunity from God.
哦，让我们的信仰能够成长，能够多进一步的认识神。
So that our faith can grow and we can know God even further.
哦，那我们是不是懂得去把握？
So do we know to seize this opportunity?
哦，也许我们可能为了一些小事情，日常生活上一些不是说不能处理的哈。啊，可能是有一些困难的事情啊，我们就会放弃神给我们信仰成长的机会了。
And so maybe we have some inconveniences that it's not that we can't take care of them, but we focus on that and we give up this opportunity.
哦，但是哦，我们哦应当要把握了哦。
But we should seize this opportunity.
哦，这个是哦，遇到这个宝藏在田里头，还有找到那个。贵重的珠子的人呢、啊？哎，他懂得去把握了。
Because the man who bought the hidden treasure in the field and the man who found the pearl, they knew to take to seize the opportunity.
因为他认识啊，好、哦，他认识那个价值啊。
Because they knew the value.
哦，认识那个价值就懂得去把握。
And because they knew the value, they knew that they had to take it.
哦，再来，哦，我们对于这个信仰，应有的态度啊。
And so what is the attitude we should have for our faith?
哦，我们啊，应当要保守我们自己啊，不至于失落这个宝贵的信仰。
And we need to make sure that we do not lose this great treasure.
哦，这里啊、哦，主耶稣说，天国好像宝贝在田里。
Here it says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field.
哦，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜变卖一切所有买这块地。
Which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field.
哦，这里说把它藏起来哈。
Here it says that you hide it.
为什么
？Why？
啊，因为啊，他很重视，很珍惜。
Because he cherishes it a great deal.
哦，重视珍惜他所发现的。
And he honors that which he has found.
哦，生怕会再度的失落他。
And he is afraid that he might lose it.
所以他把它藏起来，再计划下一步要怎么去得着。
And so he hides it, and then he plans how he will obtain it in his, for his next step.
我们越觉得宝贵的东西啊，我们越会担心会不会把它搞丢了。
The more precious something is, the more we worry that we'll lose it.
举个例子来说了，你家里如果有这个珠宝的话，
For example, if you have some jewelry at home,
你会不会乱丢？
Would you just throw it around?
你不会啦，你一定会把它锁在保险箱里面。
Of course not. You would hide it in your security box.
可能啊，每天啊都会给它点一点吼、哦。我这个金戒指有几个，钻石戒指有几个吼、
哦。Maybe every day you'll count up how many gold rings there are and how many diamonds you have in there.
嘿，越是珍惜的，你越会担心它会不会丢了。
The more you value it, the more you worry that you will lose it.
那越是不珍惜的啊，你就。不会管它，丢了也没关系啊。
And the less you value it, the less you could care about it. You wouldn't even care if you lost it.
那今天我们对于我们所得到这个信仰，所得着的这个救恩。
So then this gospel that we have received and this salvation.
我们是不是珍惜
？Do we cherish it？
就跟我们呢、对信仰的态度啊，有绝对的关系啊。
And this is in direct correlation to what our attitude towards our faith is.
如果我们珍惜我们所得着的这个信仰。
If we value this faith that we have,
所得到的救恩
and the salvation that we have,
所得到的圣灵
and the Holy Spirit,
那你一定会经常的反复的不断的去经历、去体验、去实践。
Then you will continuously experience it.
举例子来说了。
For example,
我们所读的是圣经哈。
The Bible that we read.
或许我们在这个自由的国家里头啊，觉得这没有什么。
Perhaps in this free country, we don't think it's such a big deal.
我家好几本呢。
I have so many Bibles at home.
有的甚至乱丢有的丢在车库啊，有的丢在车子的后车厢啊。
You might have one in your trunk and one in your garage.
但是我们有没有想到？回教国家的基督徒
，But have we thought about Christians in Islamic countries？
或者是一些共产国家这个宗教信仰不自由的基督徒
，Or in communist countries where they do not have freedom of religion？
他们要拿到一本完整的圣经是很不容易的。
To receive a complete Bible is very difficult。
感谢神啊！现在中国大陆已经比以前自由开放了。
And thank God that China is now a lot more open.
不需要再从国外偷偷的偷渡圣经到大陆去了。
So we no longer need to smuggle Bibles into China.
小弟还看过这个圣经没有封面的那个封面是白色的就是没有印任何的字的圣经。
I've also seen Bibles that do not have a cover.
为什么
？And why is that？
就是要这个偷偷的运到。这些不自由宗教信仰不自由的国家。
It was so that they could be shipped to countries where they do not have this type of religious freedom.
那今天呢、我们都都有读圣经的自由。
And so today we all have the freedom to read the Bible.
我们有没有经常读它
？But are we reading it often?
再来。今天呢、我们对于我们所求到的圣灵。
And today, with the Holy Spirit that we have received,
我们是不是觉得很宝贵
？Do we think that it is very precious？
是不是愿意经常的来祷告
？Are we willing to pray often？
我记得刚刚得到圣灵的时候
，I remember when I first received the Holy Spirit。
经常祷告
，I would pray all the time。
圣灵还在
Just to check that the Holy Spirit still there。
感谢主还在。
Thank God, I still have it。
很怕万一圣灵跑掉了。
I was worried that it would run away。
因为那时候对道理还不明白。
Because at the time I didn't understand the word that well。
不知道说圣灵是神应许永远跟我们同在的。
I didn't understand that it was God's promise for us forever。
除非我们犯错犯罪了。
So unless we have committed great sin。
那圣洁的神才会离开我们。
That is the only reason the Holy Spirit would leave us。
但是信主一久啊。
But then we've known God for a long time.
道理也明白了。
And we know His word.
但是越来越少经常祷告。
Then we will pray less and less.
也很少再去检查看圣灵会不会跑掉。
And it is very rare that you'll go check if your Holy Spirit left you.
所以有时候遇到有一些求圣灵求好久一直求不到的这个弟兄姐妹在问小弟我已经求好久了，为什么主耶稣还不给我啊？
And so there are some that have been asking for the Holy Spirit for a long time, and sometimes they will ask me, I've been praying for so long, why don't I have it yet?
我们除了勉励说你不要灰心。
So I can only encourage them and say, do not give up.
那一方面也 反省我们自己。
And we should also reflect upon ourselves.
我们是不是又把它当成至宝。
Is it something that we regard as a treasure?
哦，所以我们如果对信仰啊有正确的认识，
so if we have the right understanding of our faith,
就会有正确的态度，
we will have the right attitude,
会珍惜，
and we will cherish it,
会生怕它失落了，
because we will be afraid to lose it.
哦，这个是啊，我们从这两个啊，耶稣所讲的比喻哈，给我们的这个教导。
And this is what we can learn from these two parables of Jesus.
哦，那最后就是我们啊，对。信仰应当有的一个回应啊。
And lastly, what is the reaction that we should have for our faith?
哦，这两个比喻虽然哦，这个啊谈的不一样哦。
Even though these two parables may talk about different things.
得到宝贝的方法不同。
Because they receive the treasure in two different ways.
但是回应都是一样。
But the reaction is both the same.
变卖所有。
They sell everything.
变卖一切。
And they sell all that they have.
来得着。
Just to receive this treasure.
这个是对他们所遇到的宝贝的回应。
And so this is how they reacted to encountering this treasure.
今天呢，我们对我们所得到的信仰、所认识的耶稣。
And so today, the Jesus that we come to know.
我们也应当有这样的一个回应。
We should also have the same reaction.
什么叫做变卖一切所有？
What does it mean to sell everything that you have?
就是尽我们一切的能力啊。
It means to work with your greatest efforts.
就是说 do our best.
To do our best.
尽一切我们所能的去 follow 我们所得到的信仰。
And to do everything we can to follow this faith.
做一个好基督徒。
And to be a good Christian.
有时候是必须要有所牺牲的。
There are times that we need to sacrifice.
耶稣叫我们要做盐跟做光。
Jesus told us to be the salt and the light.
这个就必须要有所牺牲。
So there are times where we will sacrifice.
做基督徒啊，说难不难，但说容易也不容易。
To be a Christian, it may not be that hard, but it's also not that easy.
不难在于说我们心里相信，口里承认，因信就被神称而为义。
It's not that hard because we are justified by faith. So if we say we believe and we believe in our hearts, then we're Christians.
那难的是啊，称义之后还要继续追求成圣啊。
But it's hard because once we have been justified by faith, we must also pursue holiness.
要过一个基督徒的生活。
We must live a Christian life.
洗礼三秒钟啊，道理要守一辈子。
Baptism might take 3 seconds, but you must abide by His word your whole life.
所以这个就是做一个基督徒不容易的地方。
So this is why it's not easy to be a Christian.
那无论这找到这个宝藏的或者是遇到好珠子的人是有钱的还是贫穷的。
So regardless of whether you are rich or poor in encountering this treasure,
代价都一样。
The price is all the same.
就是变卖一切所有的。
You sell everything.
那个郭台铭的所有，那个比尔盖茨的所有，跟我的所有不一样。
So everything I have is very different from everything Bill Gates or other rich people have.
在人看不一样啊。
And so it's different among people.
他可能好几百亿啊。
They have hundreds of billions of dollars.
那我们可能连几十万都没有了。
And we might not even have hundreds of thousands.
可能几万块也没有。
And maybe we don't even have tens of thousands.
但是在神看来是一样的。
But according to God, it's all the same.
只要我们尽所有的能力。
As long as we try our very best.
在神来看就是付出所有的。
And if we've given it our all.
我们都能够得着。
Then we can all receive.
得着这个信仰所带来的价值跟好处。
And we can receive all the value and benefits of this faith.
所以我们求神帮助我们。
So let us ask God to help us.
让我们都能够借着这两个比喻以耶稣基督以认识耶稣基督成为我们一生的至宝。
So that we can know the excellence of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们因为时间的关系我们就来祷告。
So now we will pray.
祷告的时候，继续为这个教会里头身体欠安的灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
Let us continue to pray for brothers and sisters who are ill and those who are weak in faith.
那我们也为我们自己来祷告。
And let us also pray for ourselves.
我们现在一起同心跪下祷告。
So now we are going to pray in one accord.